from Matthew chapter 6. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So, since you're here on a Wednesday night, most of you know that today is Ash Wednesday. It is the first day in the season of Lent. This church season is one of contemplation, of meditation, and often this is the season of fasting as we journey with Jesus over this next month and a half towards the cross. It's a long-standing tradition that Christians give something up for Lent, whether that be a change in your food habits that points back to the ways in which Christians might fast from meat or other luxury goods. It's one of the reasons during this season fish is so popular at most restaurants. I know most years restaurants like Applebee's actually make sure to have a few additional Lenten fish supper recipes on their menu, because all the Catholics are showing up right after worship. We'll be having soup tonight here, which is kind of like fasting, but I don't think there's any fish soup, and there's not a recipe that I know that would be extra appetizing. And from the noises in the congregation, I don't think anyone else thinks fish soup sounds good. Do you think fish soup sounds good, Connor? Maybe the luxury food you're giving up is carbs or chocolate or something you eat regularly that might not always be good for you. People give up all kinds of things. I know I've had years where I've given up television and mostly been successful. I've seen a lot of stuff this year from friends on Facebook who are going offline for Lent. So they're letting everyone know now that they are in fact alive, but if they don't post for the next 40 days, that's why. And maybe you're not giving up something particularly, but you're taking on something. I've been part of church communities that together take on different service projects for the weeks during Lent. I know I personally usually take on a daily devotional during this season. Many of us mark this season in some kind of fast, whether it's with giving something up or taking something on. And sometimes we might forget why we do these things. Sometimes we might even do them just because we think we're supposed to, or because it's tradition, or because we want others to see how much we're sacrificing for our faith. Sometimes, maybe, we find ourselves being a little hypocritical. And that's kind of what our gospel text is getting at today. Because in all honesty, it's kind of an odd text to read on the day that we mark ourselves with ashes, and many of us begin some sort of fast. Listening to Jesus speak in our text from Matthew makes me wonder about the ways in which we are publicly practicing our faith today and during this season. Here, Jesus gives some pretty particular guidelines on how to practice piety, how to practice our faith, whether that be through our giving, our prayers, or our fasting. And it seems like everything we're doing is in direct opposition to what Jesus is commanding. Although most of us don't share the amounts of our giving with others, we still give in a way that's relatively public. When we pass the offering basket, even if your giving is in an envelope, you're not sounding any trumpets. Is that secret enough? I mean, really, even if you give online and no one sees you press the button, how exactly do you keep your left hand from knowing what your right hand is doing? And honestly, we've already prayed together publicly this evening, and we're going to again before we head into the fellowship hall for our dinner. And personally, I don't have a secret room where I pray. I mean, I pray a lot in my car, which is kind of like a secret room. But truthfully, most people of faith pray together or seek prayers from others. We seek the community of God when we seek God. And so today marks this day that many of us have begun some sort of fast, and although I'm not posting on Facebook what my fasting might be, I'm not opposed to sharing it with others. And truthfully, I don't wash my face as soon as I leave the church building after I receive my ashes. I want to wear them. Not just because there is something about being a person of faith publicly, but also because every time I catch myself in the mirror, I am reminded of what God has done for me. I think that what Jesus is trying to get at here is telling us to ask ourselves why we practice our faith the way we do. Because it's true, sometimes we forget why we get marked with the ashes on this day. Sometimes we give up something for Lent because we think we're supposed to, because it's tradition, or because we failed at our New Year's resolution already and now we need a second chance. Sometimes we do not want others to see us, we want others to see us practicing our faith, but not so that we can share God with others, but so that we can gain some kind of self-satisfaction for being good Christians, whatever that means. Sometimes we're hypocrites, and Jesus is really not a fan of hypocrisy, if you haven't noticed in any of his our readings in church. And so I don't think that Jesus is trying to tell us that these are the only ways to practice faith in secrecy, that they have to be something that we don't share with others, because the truth is there are plenty of other places in Scripture where Jesus, the apostles, or so many others remind us that our faith and our experiences of faith are meant to be shared. Paul, in our reading from 2 Corinthians, is a perfect example of this. In his letter, he is sharing the ways in which servants of God have practiced their faith, have been commended for their work, and have lived into the many difficulties they faced by being publicly Christian. But Paul doesn't tell the church in Corinth or us these stories or these notes in order to boast or because these people of faith are doing these things because they think they're supposed to or because of tradition. Paul doesn't share this in hopes that he or those he speaks of might gain recognition from others on their own account. The experiences of the servants of God that Paul shares with the church in Corinth are not secret, and they're not for the sake of themselves. Because it's not on their account that these servants of God have commended themselves, and it's not on our own account that we, as people of faith, practice our faith. It's God's. Paul reminds us that it was Jesus who, for our sake, took on all of our sin. It was Jesus who took on our pride and our tendencies to boast. It was Jesus who took on our superficial fasting. And it was Jesus who took on our worry over what others might think of us or our faith. Jesus, who God for our sake made to be sin, who knew no sin, Jesus did all of this that we might become the righteousness of God, as Paul says. So that we could be forgiven, so that we could receive love and mercy, so that we could become God's forgiveness, God's mercy for others. Through our giving, through our prayers, through our fasting, and through our remembrance of what God has done for us. So today we mark ourselves with the cross of ashes to remind ourselves that we are mortal, that we mess up, that we don't always do the right thing, that sometimes we're hypocrites. But God created us out of dust. God called us God's own. God sent Jesus to the cross for us, and Jesus rose from the dead and saved us from sin and death, regardless of our deserving it or earning it. So when Jesus says in our text from Matthew, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," we can know that Jesus is our treasure. The love and mercy we receive through him is where our hearts belong, and it is through him that we are made free, that we are made righteous, and that God can use us to share that freedom, that love and mercy with those we meet, through all the different ways we might practice our faith. Thanks be to God.
Amen.